Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Talks with DP, episode 2. In this episode today, we'll be talking about one of the quotes that I created, a few weeks ago. And it says, "If all you got to say is how bad I did you and how I didn't do this for you, then failure goes both ways, because you form against me, then I fail myself by excusing your effed up behavior." And pretty much, the main point of that topic is, like, we gotta stop excusing other people's behavior. If people tend to do something, that's, in return, like, something negative towards us, anything like that, whether it's, ghosting us, just disrespecting us, jokes and all that stuff like that, jokes that are kind of taken a little bit over the edge, you got to stop excusing that behavior and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't cool to be around that. You know what I mean? I feel like us as people are supposed to be around people that love us genuinely, appreciate us, and actually, take pride within our, the time we spend with them and stuff like that. So that's just one of the things, that I had, wrote. And I thought it'd be cool to put that in here in episode 2. And moving on, this is another one that I have for all you out there. It says, "A vibe from her can be a distraction. Stay level-headed. Remember, you have more to lose and more to gain. You lose focus, but you gain a life lesson." So don't feel like, it's like something is lost in that kind of situation. You know what I mean? Always remember, yes, you lost focus, but you also gained a life lesson behind it. You know what I mean? With losing focus, you may have had a goal you want to try to meet or something like that, and you didn't get to it, simply because you were distracted, by, other things, your lady, girl you liked, or friends, partying, whatever, work or something like that too, anything, but it's okay if you do lose focus. Just get back on track and just keep, pushing yourself, be more consistent. I struggle with being consistent before. It happens, nobody's perfect, but we can try to always improve every day we get up. We still got breath in our bodies and we are healthy. Get up and try. This is all you got to do. And with the gaining a life lesson, like I just said, you kind of see now, what you could have done in terms of you would have just stayed consistent. It's kind of hard. I always say to myself, if I would have stayed consistent doing this right here, it would have helped open up doors for this opportunity and stuff like that. It's rough, out there, for different people. Primarily me, what I learned is, just do what you want to do, just have fun, do everything you want. Like, stop letting people tell you what you should do and that this should be better for you and stuff like that. Nobody can control, saying your destination. Only you can control your destination. Think about this for a second. When you're driving somewhere, you're behind the wheel. Nobody else is behind the wheel. They may be behind you or next to you, but you are the pilot of that vehicle. So you control the destination in which where you're going. Same thing applies to life. You control your destination and you are the pilot behind that wheel. So, just keep doing your thing, and drive towards, just success, just keep pushing. Don't stop. And one of the next quotes that I wrote is this one right here, which is, it was awesome. Like, I liked it. It says, "My morals make things confusing because confusing things don't sit well with my morals." Traditional man talk. And a lot of things that I see nowadays within this your generation now is, commitment is a big, big word. And it's just something that a lot of people don't really find, just the time to want to invest in. We're living in a time now where everything's so much driven off of, social media and, the trends, right? And I feel like, before commitment, it has to be communication. You know what I mean? And I feel like with communication, you can get somewhere then. And it's crazy because a lot of times with communication, a lot of people have, some false intentions whenever they are communicating with someone. A lot of times, myself, I always used to wonder, and a lot of buddies, we always talk about this stuff is, a lot of times, man, like, you like, I'm a good guy. They just don't appreciate me. And I always say like this, it's hard to appreciate something that you never had before, that you always kept on turning down. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone has like this just this person or this character they kind of are like attracted to. You know what I mean? They have it all made up in their head and stuff like that, what they like and what they want to get, you know? And I just feel like, you know, the more you sit there and have a want, it's going to be more of you driving away from, you know, the need that you're really going to just, you know, have in your life. Like I always say, like within life, man, if we have just wants, 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 then we ain't gonna never ever be happy until we get what we need. And that's just, you know, a fact, you know. A lot of people may not agree, but you know, it is what it is. I just feel like, you know, the world's just driven off of that, just wants and needs, you know, and nobody ever is happy with what they got because they'll say, "Oh, I didn't need that. It's not what I wanted," or something like that. But you gotta remember, you get blessed with what you need, not what you want. So just remember that. All right. And one of the big last quotes that I want to talk about is this one right here that I said is, "Once I feel and notice there's nothing there, respect the decision I've made to move on peacefully." Like, what's the point in bashing your reputation and arguing with you? Peace is the way, not a vengeful hate towards me and my decision. What I mean is, out there, guys and ladies out there, if you're listening, you know, if you choose to move on out of a relationship or out of a, you know, a Netflix and chill type of thing, or you know, friends with benefits thing, or whatever it is, friendship, no matter what it is, you know, family member, you know, distancing yourself from them, anything of that nature, you know, and you just feel like it's in your best interest, you know, to separate yourself from around those individuals, then do it, you know. If people have, you know, something against you and they form some type of hate against you, you gotta understand that hate might have already been there from the beginning, and they just needed a reason now to bring it out. And it's okay if they do bring it out, you know what I mean? If you make your decision, you have to understand that, you know, don't sit there and try to fight for love, you know what I mean? Because you're gonna sit there and keep fighting, then you're gonna lose everything that you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, never sit there and fight for something, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's something that's really important and it's something that, let's say, it's fighting for you. Or, you know, say kids or something like that, man. You know, it always is different. Everyone has a different perspective of stuff. But I would tell anybody, don't ever fight for something that is just negative and fake, man. Don't fight for nothing like that. Don't fight for fake love and fake friendships. Don't fight for that. That's just pointless. You know what I mean? Like, do what you have to do to benefit yourself, because at the end of the day, all you got is yourself. You're born alone, you're going to die alone. You know what I mean? You have to understand that. And that whole concept of people saying different things. Let me tell you this right here. People say so many things nowadays that if you pay attention to it, they have nothing else to say because they get the information from somebody else. Or they've been through this before and they know now, like, what they did. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't want to go back and do it again. And a lot of people I know are like that. But then I also know some people that have never been through nothing like that. I can tell. You know what I mean? But I don't, you know, judge nothing like that, guys and ladies out there. I just simply say, if you're gonna put a message out there to the people out here, you gotta remember you have a bunch of age span of people watching. So make sure you put the right thing out there, the right message. Don't put something out there that's not really something that you would stand on. You know what I mean? Don't sit there and say that you love, you know, being around real people, but you study, turn up, and hang around fake people, and you try to impress people. To me, that ain't right. You bogus for that. You're a clown. You're a bozo. You know what I mean? That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be a real and authentic, then be that. Be natural. Don't be artificial. You know what I'm saying? It's enough of that in the world today as it is. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that ain't cool. You know? But like I said, if you have to sit there and distance yourself from anything or anyone, then do that. If people don't respect your decision, it is what it is. Who needs You don't need that respect and that support for your decision. You made that decision. So that means you're 100% sure it within that decision you made to distance yourself. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because I was sitting today thinking, I had it back, you know, someone. And then I was like thinking to myself, like, there's nothing that I would need, you know, with adding back this person. And it just kind of bothered me, honestly, for like a good hot minute, because I said I made a decision, you know. I didn't engage and nothing like that, you know. I almost did, but I didn't, because like I said, when I moved on from something, I want it to be done. Like, I don't want to go back. You know, it's done. You know what I mean? That ship has like officially sunken, or in this case, it has officially, you know, been put away or something like that, you know. I just feel like, you know, it's better for me to move on and, you know, meet new people and do new, you know, do better things. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep improving myself and having fun. You know, I realize, you know, now at this point in my life, you know, there's nothing in the past that's worth bringing to the future, because it's behind me for a reason. If it was meant to stay with me, it would still be here right now, you know? And that's just one of the things I kind of, you know, just tell myself constantly all the time. And it's easy out there. And I'm letting everyone out here know too. You know, if people say they're down for you, then pay attention to the signs. Do they support you? Do they check up on you every day? Do they call you every day? You know, do they always, you know, do those kind of things like that? You know what I mean? You got to pay attention to signs out here. And I get it. Everyone says they're busy, this and that, da da da. But people only say they're busy when it comes to you. If it's somebody else they're talking to, or somebody that's completely gonna waste their time, they got all the time in the world. It's crazy, right? But that's why you gotta pay attention to certain things out there. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to the signs out here. Don't get distracted. Don't get caught up out here. Remember, you matter. Okay? You really do matter. You have a just greatness that needs to be outpoured into the world, and you have a lot of success to get to. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the things I constantly tell myself. No matter the views, no matter the listeners, no matter the success, I still have to keep on doing what I'm doing now, which is working hard and keep on, you know, saying, inspiring others. You know what I mean? And creating my own wealth. Like, that's just a big thing with me. This is why I do this now, the podcast. It's going to keep getting bigger, you know, every other time I upload on here. And we'll have more people on and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just excited for that, you know. But this is Talks with DP episode 2 officially wrapped up. I thank all of you that listen, you know, and if you haven't listened yet, consider listening, share it, you know, do all those great things, you know, because I feel like we can actually do really great with this and take it, you know, to different heights. There will be some guest stars coming on here very, very soon that I'm excited for, you know, just people I know and maybe people I may not know, you know. But I'm excited to do that. And, you know, the episodes, like I said, that may be between 5 to 10 minutes ish, or maybe 15. It just depends on, you know, the guest star we have and how deep the conversation is. You know, that's why it's Talks with DP. You know, we sit down, we have talks, you know, and just, you know, go in about life and stuff like that. But that is all Talks with DP. Again, like I said, episode 2. You know, hey, listen, share it, you know, and I appreciate it. So, with that being said, thank you all and have a blessed one. Stay tuned for episode 3 also.